This is a paid commercial program and may not represent the views of Bonneville International Corporation or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions from this broadcast are solely those of the individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
At Village Green Apothecary, we're passionate about healthy living. Our pharmacist and nutritionist have developed our own brand of over 100 pathway products with optimum purity and maximum potency. Our products are specially formulated to be well absorbed by your body. And now through June 15th, you can save 25% off pathway products. Just mention that you heard about Pathway on Federal News Radio. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. We're here every Sunday morning from 10 to 11 a.m., so don't forget to tune in. I am your host, Dr. Kevin Passero, bringing you great news related to health and wellness. Don't forget to tune in next week. My wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, has a really exciting show lined up for you. She's going to have the very well-known Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum on her show talking about energy deficits. He is a specialist in dealing with chronic fatigue syndrome. So don't forget to tune in next week to her show. Today, we're going to be covering some really great topics. I have a phenomenal special guest, as always, Dr. Jim Brodsky, who is a medical doctor practicing right here locally in the Maryland area. He's going to be on the phone with us today, and we're going to be talking about some really important topics that you need to listen to or probably have someone in your life that would benefit from listening to this information. What we're going to be talking about is issues around obesity, issues around weight loss, issues around cardiovascular disease and cardiovascular health. And we're going to be covering a lot of really important topics. There's some really interesting data out there talking about how lifestyle changes for people who have obesity or heart disease can create some extremely significant benefits in health. We're also going to be discussing some very exciting programs that are being offered locally that can help people to lose weight and can help people to lower their risk factors for chronic disease through very well-planned, well-organized, well-supported programs that are offered through doctor's offices and very well-respected areas. These are really, really neat programs. We're lucky to have them offered in this area. So we're going to be talking about some of those things in detail today as well. And we're also going to be discussing some really important issues around cardiovascular disease. As Dr. Brodsky and I are going to discuss at length, there are some very specialized tests that are available now, some things that you might not get run if you don't ask for it. So there's new tests that are out that are giving us better ideas about what people's cardiovascular risk is, but they're not what we would call at this point standard of care yet. So it's likely that you're just getting your cholesterol level checked and being assessed based on that, whereas there is a variety of wonderful new tools that are out there that you should definitely know about if you think you have any risk factors for cardiovascular disease. And considering cardiovascular disease is the number one killer of Americans, the majority of people are going to have some type of risk factor potentially for suffering something related to cardiovascular disease, whether it be as minor as a mildly blocked artery and some angina or mild chest pain, all the way to a full-on heart attack. So lots of really great stuff to discuss today. Just also want to mention our show is brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, which is a health and wellness pharmacy located right here in Bethesda, Maryland. They've been a staple of health and wellness here for the last 40 years. So there's a lot of really great resources. They have a compounding pharmacy that can make your custom nutritional or prescriptive compounds. They also have a regular pharmacy that is happy to take your insurance and fill your regular prescriptions. And one of the things that they do offer is over 10,000 different health and wellness supplement products, herbal products, body care products, wonderful selection, wonderful staff. Right now, they are running a big sale. Now through July 17th, you can save 30% on the Pathway brand, which is a really nice brand of nutritional products, and 25% off of all other supplements and 20% off of body care products. So don't forget to visit them located over on West Cedar Lane. So thanks for listening to that. Without really further ado, I want to bring my special guest on because Dr. Brodsky and I are going to talk about some really interesting stuff. He is a medical doctor. He's a clinical assistant professor at GW Medical School and has been practicing internal medicine using an integrated paradigm since 1977. So he was way ahead of the curve. His website, if you want to learn more about Dr. Brodsky and his practice, is Dr. James Brodsky, and that's BRODSKY.com, and that'll also give you some additional background info. So, Dr. Brodsky, thanks so much for being a guest on the show today. We're very, very lucky to have you on.
Dr. Passaro, happy to be here with you.
Great. So, we're going to be talking about some issues around obesity, weight loss, cardiovascular disease. I mean, maybe we should just sort of start off by touching on some of the stuff around obesity and, you know, what a sort of national epidemic it is.
Well, I guess the statistics are really overwhelming when you think about the fact that the data shows a third of the population in our country, one out of three people are obese. And that's defined as a body mass index of 30 or above. So if you're a lady who's 65 inches tall and you weigh 180 pounds, you are obese by definition. Or a man who's 70 inches tall, weighs 209 pounds, that's obesity. And if you use a different definition of just being overweight, two-thirds, that's two out of three people who live in this country, are overweight by definition. And that, again, looking at a 65-inch individual, that's a weight of 150, or a 70-inch man, we're talking about a weight of only 174 pounds. That is overweight.
And now, I think that's a great point to bring up, because sometimes when I mention that statistic to patients, they say, I look around and, you know, I really don't see that many people that are all that overweight. You know, or I tell them statistic about adolescents, then the statistics around how many kids are overweight. And they said, I don't really see that many overweight kids. But what people don't realize is you look at a 6 foot tall, you know, individual, and if they're pushing over, you know, what is it for 6 feet? So 70 inches is 72 inches. So it's 220 pounds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you look at a 6 foot person and they're over 221 pounds. They're considered not just a little overweight, they're considered obese.
That's right. And to take that further, we are probably looking on a global scale, the country with the highest incidence of obesity in the world. And that, of course, is largely because we have a very sedentary lifestyle. We eat the wrong foods. Advertisements for fast foods and poor nutrition are everywhere. So our kids every day are exposed to poor nutrition. And we have to do something to educate our young people to better ways of nutrition. And that's the challenge we face.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I mean, I think people just have this paradigm in their head when they think of an obese person. They're looking to see the 400-pound person who can hardly work, and that's what they, you know, hardly walk, and that's what they think is obese. But obesity, as we talked about with these BMIs, I mean, you know, a 5 foot person being over 153 pounds, a 6 foot person being over 220 pounds. These are people that you look at and might say, oh, well, they got a little spare tire around the middle, but I wouldn't consider them obese, you know? So it's important. You can go online and find a lot of BMI calculators for anybody who's out there is interested. You might be surprised about where you fall on that scale. And the reason why we bring this up is because we know that obesity significantly increases the risk of certain diseases. We're going to talk about heart disease. We know that obesity increases the risk of cancer. Certainly increases the risk of arthritis because all that extra pressure and strain on your joints, diabetes, and many other chronic health conditions. So it's important to understand where you fall in this category and start to get a handle on your BMI and where you're at.
Well, that's one of the reasons healthcare costs are so high today is because of all the chronic diseases that we have relating to not just obesity, but smoking, these preventable things that we can do something about just by changing our lifestyle. You know, you just mentioned some of these complications of obesity. One you just Didn't mention, but I know we've talked about before, is sleep apnea, a growing epidemic in this country. And a lot of chronic illnesses relate to people who are overweight, who aren't sleeping well at night, who have oxygen deficits, and this leads to chronic illness and escalating health care costs.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, you know these stats. 75% of the $2.5 trillion in health care costs are related to chronic diseases, many of which can be prevented or reversed with lifestyle and dietary changes. So even all this great healthcare overhaul, until we really look at that piece of it, we're still not going to get our healthcare costs under control ever. And then what I like to talk about, Dr. Brodsky, because I think this is exciting. I was telling you in our pre-interview, I was out in California a couple weeks ago and saw Dean Ornish lecture, and he's done a lot of really great research proving that dietary and lifestyle modifications can have a huge significant impact on disease. This isn't about just eating better because people say it's good for you. He proves that these types of changes and modifications can actually reverse potentially advanced disease. And there's some really nice statistics that he was citing, and you can chime in whenever you like. But there was one in a study of over 30,000 patients, heart disease was completely preventable for almost 95% of those 30,000 patients just by changing their diet and lifestyle.
That's right. And think of how much we spend each year in coronary angioplasties and coronary bypass surgery and the medications that we need to use to control cholesterol and blood pressure.
Exactly. In 2006, 1.3 million angioplasties were performed for the tune of $60 billion. And then to follow that up, there was a study called the COURAGE trial, which basically showed that angioplasty did not reduce the risk of death, the risk of heart attack, or other major cardiovascular events. So we spend $60 billion on a therapy that, didn't really show a lot of benefit at the end of the game.
I think that there's got to be a better way to do this, and we can do it at a much lower cost through prevention.
Exactly. So then there's the multi-center demonstration project, which was done by Dean Ornish, where they looked at 333 patients who were eligible for bypass surgery and angioplasty. So they were ready to get put into that system. Almost 80% of them were able to safely avoid the bypass surgery or the angioplasty just by lifestyle changes. So, completely rerouting how people think about, how they're going to get their health control issues under control. It really is some really, really powerful stuff. So, Dr. Brodsky, we're going to take a quick break. I think that was a great intro. When we come back from the break, we're going to be talking about some of the exciting programs that are available in our area, some offered through your office, some offered through some places that I'm associated with. Even if it's not these specific programs, really what I want to get across to you all in the audience is there are programs out there. There are ways where you can get into these structured types of settings where you can help implement these really powerful lifestyle and dietary changes to reverse your health problems now. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be back right after this break.
Since 1973, Megafood has been providing supplements which harness the power of phytonutrient-rich whole foods. For optimum nutrition and true vitality, we need foods which have not been damaged by heat. Megafood's state-of-the-art cold fusion process naturally protects the delicate phytonutrients present in whole food. Supplement daily with an easy-to-digest Megafood formula and enjoy the best that food has to offer. For information, call 800-848-2542.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
For over 30 years, Gero Formulas has been formulating high-quality nutritional products. Our scientists and health professionals insist on doing things the old-fashioned way, with clinical studies and scientific research, because the true test of a company is the purity, potency, and value of its products, and meeting the highest expectations of those who matter most, our customers. To learn more about our formulas and to request free samples, visit JARROW.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Village Green Apothecary's big summer sale is sizzling hot. Now through July 17th, you can get sizzling summer savings on vitamins, herbal remedies, and other nutritional products. Save 30% on our popular top quality Pathway brand. Save 25% on other supplements. And save 20% on natural body care products. Visit Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland, or shop online at myvillagegreen.com. Village Green Apothecary's big summer sale.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. I'm Dr. Kevin Passero, and don't forget we're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 AM, so don't forget to tune in always for a good show related to health and wellness topics. I want to remind you not to forget to tune in next week. My co-host Dana Lake will be having Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum talking about energy deficits and how to boost your energy levels. And if you don't know, Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum is a very, very well-renowned physician who spearheaded a lot of work with chronic fatigue and is an extremely intelligent, knowledgeable guy. So that is going to be a show not to be missed. Today, we have a great show lined up for you, as always. We have a ton of stuff to get to. I have Dr. James Brodsky on the phone with me today, who is a integrative medical doctor right here in the Maryland, D.C. area. And we were just talking about in the last segment some issues related to obesity, cardiovascular disease. And in this segment, we're going to be talking a little bit more about some of the processes that go into obesity and weight gain. And we're going to be talking about some approaches and some different types of programs and ways to approach lifestyle changes, lifestyle modifications to achieve weight loss and reverse some of the aspects around the increased risk associated with obesity and being overweight. Real quick, I just want to mention our show is brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, and just want to make a quick mention that they are having a big sale right now. Their big summer sale, which will go through July 17th. So they're located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland, and they have been around for about 40 years as a staple in health and wellness in this area. So don't forget to stop in there if you need to pick up any new products or different products. Dr. Brodsky, my special guest on the phone, is a clinical assistant professor at GW Medical School and has been practicing internal medicine with an integrative approach paradigm since 1977. So again, Dr. Brodsky, thanks for being on with us today.
My pleasure.
All right. So in the last segment, we were talking about some interesting statistics and all sorts of great stuff about how powerful these lifestyle and dietary changes are. I know in this segment, you wanted to bring up some things around the sort of physiological processes that's involved with weight gain and how we kind of manipulate or use some of these different programs to help the body lose weight, you know, and to help the body achieve a better metabolic rate, and how we help the body to create a better balance in its weight to muscle ratio.
Well, let me just take a minute, maybe two, to talk about some of the causes of obesity and how this works at a metabolic level. Most people think that obesity is from eating too much, and in fact, too many calories is the main cause of obesity. That combined with a lack of exercise. Oftentimes we neglect to look at alcohol consumption, but that is a significant contributory factor in obesity. And there are some metabolic problems that can cause slow metabolism like low thyroid, it's important that your healthcare practitioner be sure to check for that as well. At a metabolic level, it's a little bit more complex because the main cause for obesity seems to be related to insulin resistance or insulin dysfunction. This is a diet that is disproportionate in its share of saturated fats and sugars such as bread, cereals, cakes, and such. Very much the North American diet causes the pancreas to produce an overabundance of insulin. This leads to low blood sugar, which in turn induces carbohydrate cravings and subsequent weight gain. The insulin's primary function is to regulate blood sugar levels. However, it's also the hormone that facilitates the transport of fat into the fat cells. Even worse, it locks the fat in the fat cell, preventing it from being used as a source of energy. Now, because the blood sugar has dropped and we can't access the fat as a fuel source, it creates sugar cravings and the vicious cycle begins again. In other words, an overabundance of insulin really is responsible for weight gain. So we want to look at weight loss strategies that can correct this insulin resistance. One way of doing that is by depleting the glycogen stores through a diet that is low in carbohydrate. And we're going to talk about some different diets, I think, today. Many of your listeners, I think, are familiar with the Atkins diet, which has been around and popular for decades, and in fact, is still one of the most effective diet strategies around. It employs a very high protein, very low carbohydrate, moderate fat program. Compared to something like Weight Watchers, again, a very familiar program, which is a low calorie strategy. It doesn't specifically reduce carbs the way some of these other diets do, but it involves counseling in a structured format tailored at reducing calories through a point system. There's another new program that's become very popular through the Metagenics people that I know you're going to address today called First Line Therapy. Maybe, Kevin, you'd like to give me a little bit more information about First Line Therapy, and I'll tell you a little bit about Ideal Protein, and we can compare the two.
Yeah, and I think, you know, we're going to talk about these two different programs, and Dr. Brodsky, that was a great introduction because the concepts that I believe each one is going to work on is going to hit on those key issues that you just touched upon. You know, the First Line Therapy system is a program that it uses what's called a modified Mediterranean diet. And what that is a fancy term for saying is it really takes advantage of looking at the glycemic index of foods. And as you talked about, restricting carbohydrates then pulls back the release of insulin, which then pulls back the body's signaling to store energy as fat. And the glycemic index of a food is a measure of how quickly that food turns into glucose after you consume it. So, for example, I like to give the example of a highly refined white bread. If somebody were to take a little ball of that and put it in their mouth and actually just hold it there for 15, 20, 30 seconds, it might start to taste sweet just from holding it in their mouth. And that's because even the weak enzymes that are released in your mouth are starting to liberate those carbohydrates into glucose. So you can imagine when you swallow it and it gets to the stronger enzymes in your system, the glucose is liberated very, very quickly. So we take advantage of the knowledge of this glycemic index of foods. And what we do is we focus on foods in first line therapy that have a very low glycemic index. These are going to be things like whole grains. These are going to be vegetables that have lots of fiber and lots of nutrients. They're going to be things that contain good quality fats like avocados and almonds and nuts, fish. So we're going to look at foods that do that, and it also combines that with some calorie counting. So it combines sort of the Atkins approach a little bit with the Weight Watchers approach to kind of bring them both together. And I think the real advantage of first line therapy, or why it has become so successful is because of the structure. It's a 12-week program designed to really transform your health by teaching you how to adopt healthy lifestyle behaviors through a customized diet plan. So you work with a nutritional coach on a very regular basis, almost weekly at first, to really iron out how we're going to customize the diet for that person. The first time you come in, you get a whole bunch of evaluation, an evaluation of your health history. You get a guidebook with recipes and whatnot. And what I also really like about the program is you get some measurements of your body composition. So we can use a type of BIA, body impedance analyzer, to understand what your fat to muscle ratio is, so that as we work through the program, it's not so much focused on weight loss. What the real goal of the program is to help improve your overall body's composition. And sometimes just watching the scale can be a little discouraging, because you might be losing fat, but if you've implemented an exercise program and you're eating right, Dr. Brodsky, I'm sure you'll agree, you might gain some muscle. And we know that muscle is a lot, weighs more than fat, so your scale might not move much, but people might start to see their waistline shrinking, their clothes fitting better, but the scale is about the same. So we use this bioimpedance analyzer to really give us an objective way, besides the scale, to understand how we're altering your body composition. And what we know is that the body composition, not so much your weight in general, that's a key factor as well, but your body composition improvements are also very much correlated with improvements in health, lowering your blood pressure, lowering your cholesterol, lowering your heart disease risk factors. And these are all things that the First Line Therapy program has been clinically proven to do. So that's sort of some of the general guidelines of the First Line Therapy program. You know, I really want to reiterate, I think the strength really is about the customized and individualized attention that each person gets.
Well, I think most successful programs are based on that counseling aspect, the hands-on, the repeated reinforcement that a counselor or healthcare practitioner can give. It's much better long-term results than trying to kind of go it on your own. I think the point that you made that's so important to emphasize is body composition, because any successful program is going to work at preserving muscle mass. And this is not just about losing weight, losing fat. It's about preserving muscle. And clearly, I think the First Line Therapy is about doing that. Ideal Protein is a program very similar in its concept and the construction of regular visits with a healthcare practitioner and the coach involved in the program, and they meet every 1 to 2 weeks during the initial phase of the program. I think the major difference between these two is that the Ideal Protein is a lower carbohydrate than First Line, but that's not to say that that's the best for any single individual. In fact, I think recent studies would show that people have different genetic makeups and do better with higher or lower carbohydrate just based on their own individual makeup. And so while someone may not do very well on a low-carbohydrate program, they may do better on a more moderate carbohydrate program, and I think First Line offers that option. Ideal Protein, a little bit more restrictive on the carbohydrates, may suit certain people better. But I think the key to both of these programs, and also what has made Weight Watchers so successful, is the counseling, the support that the people who are knowledgeable about the program offer to the patient who's trying to lose weight.
Yeah, absolutely. And working with a healthcare practitioner that can help monitor your body composition, as you mentioned, is really important, because people who do extreme calorie restriction may really be sacrificing muscle mass and not necessarily preferentially fat. And that can be a dangerous situation, definitely something you don't want people doing, especially if they're implementing an exercise routine or they tend to be really active anyway. So that's really nice, you know, both of these programs. I know you offer the Ideal Protein Diet through your office. If people want to learn more, they can visit your website, www.drjamesbrodsky.com. First-line therapy is offered through the Village Green Apothecary, so if you have any questions about the first-line therapy, you can feel free to call Village Green at 301-530-0800. And really, as you said, what it boils down to is using those concepts that you described at the beginning of the segment, and any good type of weight loss or body comp improvement program should incorporate those basic concepts. So we're going to have to take another quick break. When we come back from the break, we're going to be getting into some really important information in regards to cardiovascular disease. As I mentioned at the beginning of the show, we're going to be talking about some very, very exciting lab tests that you should definitely be asking your doctor for, that you should be looking at if you have any risk factors for cardiovascular disease or if you have any concerns about the health of your heart or cardiovascular system. So don't go anywhere. I'm Dr. Kevin Passero. This is the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 Federal News Radio. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be back right after this break.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
It's time for Village Green Apothecary's big summer sale. Now through July 17th, you can save big on vitamins, herbal remedies, and other nutritional products. Save 30% on their popular top quality pathway. Save 25% on other supplements. And save 20% on natural body care products. Visit their store at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland, or shop online at myvillagegreen.com. Don't miss Village Green Apothecary's big summer sale.
And welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500 Federal News Radio, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host, Dr. Kevin Passero. I am a naturopathic doctor with offices here in Maryland, in Annapolis, Bethesda, and in the District of Columbia. If you would like to learn any more about me, you can visit my website by going to www.greenhealingnow.com. If you have any questions, follow-up questions, or want me to answer any questions on the air, you can feel free to email me your questions to Dr. Passero, it's drpassero@gmail.com. Don't forget to tune in next week. My wonderful co-host Dana Lake will be having the very renowned Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum on her show discussing ways to improve energy levels. So it's going to be a really great show. He's done a lot of pioneering work with chronic fatigue syndrome and is just a very brilliant researcher and physician. So don't forget to tune in. Today, we have been talking about with my special guest, Dr. James Brodsky, issues around obesity and talking about, in the last segment, we touched on concepts, some key concepts and some interesting programs that are being offered in the area for helping to improve body composition and weight loss. And in the first segment, you know, we just discussed how important it is for your overall health and how significant lifestyle and dietary changes can be for reversing serious health-related issues. You know, Dr. Brodsky, we didn't talk about this. I think I skipped over it. I thought I had it in my show notes somewhere. But, you know, was talking about all these things that can improve when you start to lose weight and when you improve your body composition. And we talked about all that Dean Ornish studies about lifestyle changes can really impact your health. And, you know, what I talk to a lot of people about sometimes is just how important it is to just lower your overall load of medical intervention. If you can do that, you have a better likelihood of enjoying a healthier, happier life for however many years you have left. And whether that's reducing your load by the amount of medications or your risk factors for ending up in the hospital, the more you complicate your health history and your health situation, the more likely you are to end up with a negative side effect somewhere.
One of the things that maybe we should touch on, Dr. Passaro, is the measurement of blood sugar control, because as we have become an obese, overweight population, we're seeing an epidemic of diabetes throughout our nation and, of course, throughout the world. But a lot of our people who are overweight are told that they don't have diabetes, and they don't really focus on the pre-diabetes that so often can be detected through careful testing. We have a test available now. In fact, it's not a new test, but it's often overlooked in the pre-diabetic, and that test is called the A1C test, also called glycosylated hemoglobin. And what it does in very simple terms is measure the amount of glucose that is attached to hemoglobin. Many of your listeners, I think, are familiar with the fasting blood sugar, and they know that if their blood sugar is high, they may have diabetes. In fact, the American Diabetes Association has defined diabetes as a fasting blood glucose over 125. But we know that the A1C is an even better test, because what it measures is the average blood sugar over the previous 1 to 2 months. It's looking at blood sugar rise after you eat, between meals, while you're sleeping. And it kind of takes an average of all your blood sugars, and you get a single number that's very meaningful to the practicing physician. We know that if we see an A1C of 6.5, we're probably looking at a diabetic. Most normal, healthy people have A1Cs that are below 5.6, so that those between 5.6 and 6.5 are maybe at an increased risk of diabetes. I think, without a doubt, if your A1C is 5.9 to 6.4, you should be talking to your physician or healthcare practitioner about strategies to reduce blood sugar, because there's very compelling evidence that people with elevated or borderline elevated A1C is at risk for developing diabetes. Well, the first thing you can do to lower your A1C, if in fact you're overweight, is to lose weight. And it's so shocking to see how quickly that A1C will come down. Even 10 pounds of weight loss will cause a very significant drop in A1C, and that's one of the first things we look for. The second thing that comes down very quickly is triglyceride levels. Triglycerides, as you know, and maybe most of your listeners, is related to cholesterol and a major risk factor for cardiovascular disease. Triglycerides are frequently elevated in individuals who are overweight. And even small reductions in weight will cause drastic reduction in triglycerides. So another compelling reason to try to be in normal body composition and to lose weight and reach your ideal body weight. So I just wanted to start this segment with those two parameters.
Yeah, those are definitely very important blood tests to look at. And I mean, as you may see, you know, when a new patient comes over into your practice and brings a stack of lab work with them that they may have been having done from a previous office, it's not always standard in if somebody hasn't been diagnosed with diabetes to have an A1C run. So, you know, it's really nice to, for people out there, if you haven't had it done, definitely think about requesting it from your physician. It's not an unrealistic request, especially if you're a little bit overweight or you think for some reason you may have a family history of diabetes. And although it hasn't shown up any predispositions in a fasting blood sugar, this is one way to look at how is your body managing blood sugars all of the time, after meals, as you mentioned, while you're sleeping, times that aren't just a single fasting blood sugar.
It's also probably important to look very carefully at your cholesterol, both total HDL and LDL levels and the ratios between these different types of blood fats. Sometimes the standard profile does not provide adequate information, and for individuals who have borderline or elevated cholesterol, it may be helpful to take it one step higher and doing a cholesterol fractionation test. There are two types of higher level tests that are available today. One is called the VAP profile, VAP. The other is called the NMR lipoprofile. Each of these tests allow the healthcare practitioner to look more carefully at the differentiation of cholesterol products and breakdown. I'll give you one example. In the VAP test, we're able to look at HDL subtypes, subtype 1 and subtype 2. The HDL type 2 is a very large and buoyant type of HDL. You know, most of your listeners know the HDL is the good cholesterol.
That's right.
But low HDL 2 is a major risk factor. So looking at the total HDL may not give the entire picture. Looking at the fractionation of HDL gives much more information. Furthermore, the size of the LDL particles and the size and pattern of the LDL cholesterol is also important. Looking at the VAP test, we can tell whether the cholesterol is a pattern A, which is a large, buoyant type of LDL cholesterol, or the small, dense pattern B, which causes much greater risk of cardiovascular disease. The LDL particle number is only available through the NMR lipoprofile. So if you're not getting numbers that are consistent with your health problems, you should take it one step higher and do the NMR lipoprofile, which will give you the LDL particle number. We know from a number of studies that high LDL particle numbers are associated with an increased risk, where a low particle number is associated with a reduced risk. And this is important particularly in individuals who have borderline LDLs, and you're not really sure if this is a high or low risk situation, or in someone who has a very strong family history of coronary disease, but the total LDL may be just normal, mm-hmm. high normal, or borderline, doing these additional tests can allow you and the healthcare practitioner to determine whether, in fact, there is a significant risk. So remember, look at the LDL particle number, look at the LDL size, look at the HDL fractionation, and one other protein called the LP little a or lipoprotein A. That, too, is often not measured in a standard panel, but by doing the VAP profile, you can look at this type of cholesterol particle, which is also associated with increased cardiovascular risk.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think a lot of people would be surprised to learn that there are all these different sizes of your HDL and LDLs. You know, most people don't even remember or have trouble remembering that the HDL is the good and the LDL is bad. If they've gotten past that, it's pretty rare that they even know about the fact that there might be different sizes of your HDL and LDL and how important it is for your overall risk factors to understand where you stand in that whole range. So just as you said, I mean, so many people get just the standard cholesterol screening. They may have good HDLs and borderline LDLs, but if they did a VAB test, they may learn that actually the amount of, when you break down the HDLs, they don't have that much of the good HDL in their HDLs, and they have a lot of the bad LDLs in the LDLs that they have, which completely changes their risk factors. And these tests are not so new. They've been offered for a while. They've been out there for a while. Most of them, should be covered if your physician orders them by your insurance plans, and they can give you a lot of really, really valuable information. So understanding this information, knowing this information, being empowered by this information, and going out and talking to your doctor or healthcare practitioner about it can really help to add up some information for you. So you really have control of what's going on with your heart disease and risk factors is a really important thing. So thanks for sharing all that great information with us, Dr. Brodsky. We're going to have to take another quick break. When we come back, there's a couple other tests that I want Dr. Brodsky to explain to you guys about other things that can really help assess cardiovascular risk factors. And we have a couple other great topics to cover. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500 Federal News Radio. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be back right after this break.
There are trillions of cells in your body. When they are well nourished, they support energy levels, stress response, and all major organ systems. Quality whole foods contain intelligent, bioavailable nutrients. This intelligence cannot be mimicked by isolated fractions of vitamins and minerals alone. Choose a Megafood Cold Fusion food state or food-based formula and experience the true quality of radiant health. For more information, call 800-848-2542.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals. Committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Listen. Blissful silence. The sound of a healthy, balanced digestive system. No rumbling stomach, no loud gurgles, and most of all, no discomfort. Jarrow Formula's Ideal Bowel Support 299V contains a clinically documented probiotic strain that promotes regularity, enhances intestinal comfort, and optimizes immune health. And now you can get a free sample of Ideal Bowel Support 299V when you visit our website at jarrow.com. Jarrow Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome back, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500 Federal News Radio, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for this hour, Dr. Kevin Passero, a naturopathic doctor here in the Maryland area with offices in Annapolis, Bethesda, and D.C. And I have on the phone with me today Dr. James Brodsky, who is a medical doctor practicing integrative medicine in the area. And we've been talking about weight loss, obesity, cardiovascular disease, disease. We've covered a lot of great stuff in our show today. Don't forget, I want to remind you all to tune in next week when my co-host Dana Lake will be back with a wonderful show. She'll have the renowned Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum on discussing ways to improve your energy levels. So in the last segment, Dr. Brodsky did a great job of breaking down some very important lab tests that you might want to talk to your healthcare practitioner about regarding assessing your cardiovascular risk. We talked about the VAP test and the NMR test, which are tests that are designed to help us further understand the breakdown of our cholesterol products. So there's some very interesting research that tells us that different forms of HDL are associated with different risk factors for heart disease. Different forms of LDL, the bad cholesterol, are associated with risk factors for cardiovascular disease. And these tests help us to look at and break down the different profiles of our HDLs and LDLs and can give us a lot of great information. We also talked about hemoglobin A1C. So if you're just tuning into the show, don't forget you can listen to all of our shows that are archived for you for absolutely free. You just have to visit www.myvillagegreen.com and you can listen to any of our shows for absolutely free and stream them on your computer. So, Dr. Brodsky, thanks again for being on the show with us today. I want to pick up our conversation where we left off. There were a couple other lab tests that I wanted you to talk to the audience about that are also good indicators for understanding your risk factor for cardiovascular disease. And maybe you can talk just a little bit about what kind of patient might be interested or what kind of person might be interested in asking their doctor for these tests.
Well, I think that anyone over the age of 40 who has any risk of cardiovascular disease, especially in the setting of either a family history of cardiovascular disease or if there's elevated blood pressure, elevated cholesterol, I think that when you see one risk factor, you really deserve to take it to the next step and look at all potential risk factors. And we know that one is the presence of inflammation in the body. Over the last decade, it's become increasingly clear that cholesterol alone is not what causes cardiovascular disease. This is an inflammatory process.
Right, because let's understand real quick. I love giving this example. The Inuit culture up in the North Pole eat a diet higher in cholesterol than almost any other culture, but they have literally zero, very, very low rates of heart disease.
And if you look at these people, their CRP, their C-reactive protein, which is a measure of inflammation, is almost uniformly low. Similarly, if you take a group of people who are over the age of 90, these long-lived individuals, and you measure their markers for inflammation, they are low. So we know that inflammation is a very powerful risk factor, and the absence of inflammation is what leads to longevity. So you can get some window into your inflammatory indicators by looking at C-reactive protein. I mean, there are other things that can elevate this. In the presence of any infection, C-reactive protein will go up. So you don't want to measure this when you're not feeling well. You want to do this at a time when you're in good health. And if your C-reactive protein is above 3, it's elevated. If it's 2 to 3, it's borderline. If it's under 1, you're probably in really good shape because very little inflammation is present if, in fact, your C-reactive protein is low.
Right. Now, to make it a little bit more cardio-specific, sometimes you want to make sure you request the highly sensitive C-reactive protein or sometimes specifically referred to as the cardiac C-reactive protein, correct?
That is correct. And quite frankly, that's all we do now in my office. I think most doctors today are looking at that pretty much exclusively. So you do want to be sure it is a high sensitivity C-reactive protein. There's some other tests that may be important to look at too. One is fibrinogen, which is a very important element in the blood that's responsible for blood clotting. Well, blood clotting is pretty important if you cut yourself, but also too much blood clotting isn't a good thing if you've got cardiovascular disease. We know that high levels of fibrinogen are associated with increased risk. Similarly, low levels of fibrinogen are associated with a reduced risk. So if, in fact, you've got a reason to be concerned about cardiovascular disease, either because you have one or more risk factors, then ask your doctor to measure the fibrinogen level. In a similar way, homocysteine, which is an amino acid in the blood, has been associated with increased cardiovascular risk. In fact, for every 5-unit increase in homocysteine, there's a 28% increased risk of coronary disease. Homocysteine can be measured in the blood. It's very simple to do. We like to see homocysteine levels that are below 10, and levels above 10 are associated with increasing risk, of course, depending on the degree of elevation of homocysteine. So again, C-reactive protein, fibrinogen, homocysteine. These should be checked if you have one or more risk factors for cardiovascular disease.
Yeah, and the nice thing is all these risk factors, if they come back elevated, are very addressable. C-reactive protein and inflammation can be brought down by things as simple as fish oil and omega-3 fatty acids. Even low doses of vitamin C has been shown to bring down some of the inflammatory issues associated with high levels of C-reactive protein. Also getting all the programs that we've talked about, lowering insulin. Insulin is a highly inflammatory hormone, as well as doing all of the other things that we discussed as far as storing fat. So getting your diet straightened out can help lower inflammation. Homocysteine, as we know, Dr. Brodsky, can be brought down by simple vitamins, sometimes as simple as B6, B12, and folic acid. And fibrinogen levels can also be affected using very natural, simple approaches. So these things, if they come back elevated, there are very, very easy ways oftentimes to address them through non-pharmaceutical measures, which is nice. Now, some people for certain situations may need a pharmaceutical intervention, but in the case of these markers, oftentimes we don't need that. And the most effective way to address them is through a non-pharmaceutical, often nutritional approach.
That's right. And we talk about the treatment of cholesterol using statin drugs. Certainly most people are familiar with the prescription drugs for lowering cholesterol. But let's not forget there are many natural approaches too. One of the more effective ones is red yeast rice, which is actually derived from similar compounds that statins are made from, but with far fewer side effects. Red yeast rice is extremely effective at lowering LDL cholesterol. Some of the other natural products are Google, polycosinol, plant sterols, and chromium. And there are a number of products available that combine these nutrients that have a very significant effect at lowering cholesterol.
Yeah, so figuring out the options that are right for you and deciding what you're going to do is an important discussion that you need to have with your healthcare practitioner, and maybe consult with a physician like Dr. Brodsky, who's very well versed in integrative medicine, or a naturopathic doctor, or somebody who really knows what they're doing with this and can help assess your risk factors, understand all the aspects of your case, and help you find a program that works best for you. For some people, the pharmaceutical interventions are what is necessary, and there are things, as you know, Dr. Brodsky, that can help offset potential side effects associated with that. For example, we know that if somebody gets on a statin medication, it is very likely to deplete their blood levels in an extremely important nutrient, an antioxidant and energy-producing nutrient called CoQ10. So anyone who's taking a statin medication should also be put on some type of CoQ10 supplementation. And, just little simple things like that can really help decrease the risk of getting some type of drug-related nutrient deficiency.
Maybe a good place to start to wind this up is talking about some very practical things that people can do to lose weight that are not very complicated. Things like eating slowly. You know, we often forget about that, but it takes maybe 20 to 30 minutes for our stomachs to feel full. So you don't want to eat fast. It's one of the more common causes of obesity is just eating too quickly. The other thing I often tell my patients, try to eat only when you're sitting at a table. Don't eat snacks standing by the refrigerator. When you do eat snacks, remember to eat low-calorie snacks, healthy snacks like raw vegetables and fruits. And look at your portion size. When you sit down, don't put a big plate in front of you. Use smaller plates. Control your portion size.
Absolutely. Those are great tips, Dr. Brodsky. Thanks so much for sharing those. And if anybody wants to learn more about Dr. Brodsky and his practice, please visit Dr. James Brodsky, BRODSKY.com. So thanks for being on the show today.
My pleasure.
All right, everybody, that just about wraps it up for today. Again, don't forget that the Village Green is having their summer sale now through July 17th, so don't forget to stop by the store. Thanks for tuning in today. I am Dr. Kevin Passero. I'll look forward to catching up with you all in a couple weeks. And don't forget to tune in next week for Dana Lake Show with Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum.
Village Green Apothecary's big summer sale is sizzling hot. Now through July 17th, you can get sizzling summer savings on vitamins, herbal remedies, and other nutritional products. Save 30% on our popular top quality pathway brand. Save 25% on other supplements. And save 20% on natural body care products. Visit Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland, or shop online at myvillagegreen.com. Village Green Apothecary's big summer sale.